So we have a challenge for ourselves.
We lost our challenge.
Our challenge is to see if we can drive home and whether or not we should enjoy French fries. Now that we're skinny, we should be able to enjoy French fries.
Do you think I look skinny? I feel like I look so humongous and fat. No.
No.
My face doesn't look fat.
No.
Are you being honest?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, because you're always honest. You're never gonna be like, you're not gonna try to make me feel better or anything.
Sometimes I do.
Where are you telling?
On your wedding day. No.
You do that for my eyebrow.
Huh? What?
Eyebrow.
Your eyebrow is better today. The side that you don't like is better. So you should do things that you don't like that is good.
This side?
Yeah.
Or this side?
Yeah, this side's good.
This side's good?
Yeah.
I like this side.
Oh, okay,
always.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it's easier, right? To do the right
hand
side?
Yeah, but I cannot do it for the left. It's so hard to follow the same shape.
Right.
Yeah.
When you do the left eyebrow, do you do it on your right hand or the left hand? Just.
Maybe I should do the left hand.
I don't know.
Are you doing the left?
I don't know. I don't do it.
When you do makeup.
Oh, you should do it for other people. I don't do it for myself.
Huh.
Do you know what's worse than last week's show?
What?
This week's show.
This week's show?
Yeah.
Do you think this week is worse than last time?
Yes. Oh, did you know it's Chinese New Year now?
Today?
Valentine's Day, 2 weeks ago.
Ah, okay. Huh? Ah! I'm like... You said 2 weeks ago.
Or whenever that was, many weeks ago.
Hey, so are you guys always having Chinese New Year party?
What?
Are you guys always having a Chinese New Year party?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm asking. Like that?
Is your question?
Yes. Do you usually have Chinese New
Year
parties?
Oh, okay, okay. Are you always having? So, what? We have Chinese New Year party all year long. Even on Christmas.
Do you have it? I mean, do you have the party every year?
No. You mean in America?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, we haven't.
I think we should do it.
We should do it. I was thinking about going to
Iron Horse.
Going to Iron Horse and have the chef cook for a special meal.
I want to go. Invite me to that.
But you're not Chinese.
Who cares? Oh, now you've been discriminated a little bit.
Well, you don't celebrate Chinese. Every...
Who cares? You celebrate like New Year's, January 1st, right? That's my New Year's.
I know, but it's also ours.
Invite me.
Are you going to be skinny?
What? Do I have to be skinny to attend the Chinese New Year party?
Because Chinese are skinny.
Well, then I can't bring my husband then. He's not skinny.
And he's not Chinese too.
So you're not going to take your husband because he's not Chinese?
Right, he has to stay home.
You are so bitch. It's okay then. We're going to just have non-Chinese people Chinese party. I'll invite your husband.
Oh, gosh. Now we're going to have like hot dogs and burgers.
Pizza.
Oh, my God. That is so not Chinese.
So anyway, when you do, invite me as your guest.
Okay, I will.
And invite your husband as your guest and mine too.
Right, it's not invitation only. It's just, you know, whoever wants to go, if you pay, we'll go.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you guys, you just have to remind me because I really want to bring my husband.
Right, I think he'll love that place. Don't you think?
He'll love the place. I already talked to him about that place. So he will enjoy the shrimp, the flat noodle.
Hey, you know what? Hmm? The bell. We haven't done this yet. I'm Ding. Welcome to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
Can you please explain why this, what is this show?
We are two ADD agents need the bell to keep us truck on to the subject. I thought I did well this time. Right? I did well this time. But I sounded like a robot. Robot. I sounded like a Julia robot.
Can you say that again?
We are two ADD agents who need a bell to keep us on track.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Did you know what you said the first time?
What?
We're two ADD agents. We need the bell to keep
us.
I forgot what I said. Like, we need the bell so that we can.
No, I didn't say that. We are two ADD agents. We need a bell to keep us on track. Keep us on the on track for the subject.
Track on. I think you said.
What did I say?
Track on subject.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're so funny, the bus. Did you know that?
You did. Ooh, it looks like a.
Pretty soon we need to turn right to, you know, if you want to go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to McDonald's, but you convinced me to go.
We don't have to.
Are we going or not? You have to tell the driver.
You decide.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we shouldn't. Should we?
You decide.
Should we?
I'll leave it up to you.
What?
This is part of the show.
Oh my gosh.
The bell. Quick ding the bell, listeners. Do you think now we're gonna next week we'll reveal to you whether or not we go to
They're gonna die. They wanna find out. I'm sure they know that we are going.
Maybe we did not.
Are we going or not?
I'll leave it up to you.
I don't know. It's 200 calories. What about the calorie for the ice cream? 8,000?
It was probably about 300, 400 calories.
Okay, so divided two.
No, divided by two is 300 per person.
Oh my gosh, that's 600 calories for that?
Probably 800. So about 400 per person.
Wait, if I skip dinner tonight, I can still do 600. How much for the, how many calories for the lunch?
400? Lunch, probably 400, yeah.
400 calorie. So 1,000. Oh, I'm still okay.
Listeners, you have to come back next week to find out. It's very close. It's very close. You just have to come back and find out if we had it.
Okay.
Maybe. Or maybe we'll just...
Let's go.
Dilemma. French fries dilemma.
Yeah, do you want to go? Ding, you have to tell me, yes, I really want to go. So then I don't feel...
I don't want to say anything. I'll leave it up to you.
What? That's not fair. You know that?
Well, I already asked you if you want to go.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Right here. On
Should
the
we?
Left. I'll leave it up to you.
Let's go in the parking and talk about it.
Oh my god, that's a spit.
Don't. Let's go to the parking and we'll think about it.
Why do we need to think about it?
I'm not gonna even park here. I'm not gonna park it. Okay, so do you think we should go or not?
I'm not gonna tell you.
You have to tell me you want it or not. I'm gonna buy for you if you.
Never mind.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
No, don't.
What is it?
No. I said. You decide.
Huh?
You decide.
You decide!
Why do you want me to decide? I will eat.
I'm kind of 50-50. I kind of want it. If you don't want it, that's cool.
Why is this so difficult? It is only a friendship.
So, yeah, let's just get it.
That's why, that's, huh? Do you know why I don't want to tell you?
What?
Because I think it's funnier if I don't tell you. Well,
do you, I know you wanted it, right? You wanted it.
I will eat when you get it.
But you want it? You have to want it. What is the point to get the empty calorie if you don't want it?
I know. So why do you ask? If I don't want it, I probably would have told you.
So that means you want it. This is called reverse psychology. Do you want to go drive through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it better? What if it's not crunchy?
Maybe we should eat inside.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Up to you.
I thought you have to go.
Yeah, maybe you should take... Why is this so difficult?
I've decided. What happened to us?
I think it's funnier that way.
Just one french fry. That's stupid french fry. Just medium, right? No large. Just medium, right?
Yes,
can I have one medium french fry, please?
Anything else?
I think that's all.
Well, it's 74% off.
Thank you.
Did you laugh?
I laughed! They might spit on our food. I gotta cash.
What, your bag?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for getting scarf as well.
Wait, your scarf looks dirty.
What? She gave you a dirty look.
She did?
Mm-hmm. They have no idea I work for the company.
Stupid bitch. Now I have to edit. Okay.
Get you to edit. You have to edit. Thank you. She didn't like you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Do you want to go to the parking lot and eat?
Yeah, let me put the money.
we are like some desperate ghost or something.
Oh shit, I should have never. Don't say anything, ding, yeah. The bell.
You should have what?
Huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Use here.
You have to edit.
Okay. Don't say anything now, please. Okay, now? Last week, we continue last week's discussion of guilty... Oh, you just hit the microphone. We continued last week's guilty pleasure of ice cream
I think she heard us laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who drive through, people hate that kind of thing, you know? Who cares? Just french fries. Oh my gosh.
Is it good? Let me see.
Oh, this is... the fresh? Oh.
Kind of fresh. Could be fresh.
Yeah, not so. Okay.
It's like not fried enough.
Yeah. Okay, to the side you see the calorie. How many calories?
600.
What?
No, 380.
Oh my god. Oh, just 380?
Yeah.
Okay, so divided two will be 160. Not too bad, right?
How can it be that less? That few.
The way they cook may be different.
Did you know we're still recording?
See, the taste it like little beef flavor.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to do. I want to go around all fast food restaurants, buy french fry, taste it, and then kind of compare the taste.
You do a french fries review?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we should do it sometime.
I'm very guilty right now.
Don't be. But you know that I'm going back to the gym tonight, right?
Bitch.
I'm going to try to burn 400 calories. So this will be free!
I'm going to go to dinner.
Yeah.
This sucks for listeners.
Oh, no. Basically,
should we stop?
Yeah. Do you think it is too fresh?
Not that fresh.
Can be better.
Mm-hmm. It's a little soft.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind soft, but it has to be a little more crisp. Crisp.
I know, that's right. Yeah, crisp.
Mm-hmm.
The outside is not crispy enough.
But I like the, like, a little gooey looking too.
Yeah, me too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
See, like...
It's squishy inside.
If we have food credit... food credit!
Then word of the bell!
Yeah. Food critic.
Mm-hmm.
Food credit. You think we are fat? Maybe not, because they just taste a little bit.
Can you? If you're a food critic, do you think you can just taste a little bit?
I think I will finish. If I like it, right?
Does that make it bad?
See? I love this.
Limpy? Oh, I could be this.
Professor Diva, this show sucks. Sorry.
Oh my god. Two shows in a row. This is a test. You see? We can go from 22 to 2 listeners next week.
Maybe, why don't we combine 2 shows in a month?
Can you imagine 40 hours, 40 minutes of just eating?
No, cut that good part off.
There's no good part.
There was, when we were eating.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done. You know how long I haven't had french fries?
How long?
1 week.
Just a week?
No, about 2 weeks. Maybe 3.
Mm.
When was the last time you had french fries?
Not so long ago.
Like when? Last one you eat.
Maybe 3 days ago.
Really?
I have the potato wedge stuff.
How can you have that food if you want to lose weight?
That's a good question.
Do you want to lose weight? Maybe you don't want to lose weight.
I do.
Maybe you're fit and perfect already, your body.
No, I do. But I really want to make something really, like, oily stuff.
Did you only have 2 pieces?
When I buy, kind of, I buy, like, 1/2 pound or something, like, a little stack.
Uh-huh.
Then each piece is so big.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had 2 or 3. Really thick one.
Mm-hmm.
Fill you up, like, kind of satisfy you.
Yeah.
But then, so good.
That's good though.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't overeat.
Yeah. But if I don't have to stop, I'll probably eat everything.
1 medium french fries. $1.59. Take out tax.
Let me see. Yeah, $380. That's not too bad. And not so high.
Very high in fat.
High in fat.
High in carbohydrates.
48. Okay, gym tonight.
Okay. Eating out tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh, like, just eating also 18 minutes. We're very good at eating, do you know
that?
Wow. Oh my gosh. Our show sucks so bad. Please don't give us a review and on iTunes store, please.
Oh my god.
You know what I want?
Mm?
I want the new iPad.
I what?
That new Apple iPad.
What is that?
It's a new product.
This one?
No. Apple new product. It's called iPad.
Oh, is that like a computer or iPhone or?
It's like a tablet.
Like phone?
It's bigger than a phone. It's a tablet.
Oh, like this?
A little bigger, yeah.
Why?
It's like a little book.
You don't need it. You have everything.
I know, but I kind of want it. Because it's so nice to be able to surf the web in bed.
So you can do all internet. Oh, kind of like what I was going to give it to my mom.
Yes.
Yeah, just for the internet, right?
Go through here. It's a lot easier to go up.
Just for the internet?
Yeah. Mm. Internet and...
just a little thing?
Books. And I want to throw up. Maybe I should throw up so there's no calories. Oh my god, that's not good.
That's like, not good. You know what? Let me tell you this. I did when I was in college.
So you're a beauty maker.
I took pill to make myself
throw up.
No, to go
up like diarrhea.
Yeah.
For how long?
Long time. I mean, should I go right or left?
Left is fine if you can.
Oh my gosh.
So that's not good. We just ate. Now we're talking about like bulimic.
But you know, I did when I was in college. That was crazy because I felt.
Turn right.
You when you take pill, because my ex roommate. I mean, I can't say too much, but yeah. Anyway, well, not ex roommate. Remember, I had so many roommates, so that's okay. Anyway, somebody I live with had a little the problem. So worry about her weight.
Uh-huh.
And she was taking the pill, and you know, she also, I didn't even know, she told me like recently, like, you know, many after years we graduated, she was actually vomiting.
Bulimia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was eating so much, but she just ate, she ate cereal in the morning. I don't know what she was eating all day, but no dinner, maybe just salad and a pretzel all the time.
Oh.
Not enough nutrition for her body.
Right.
But when I met her, now she looks so gorgeous, like much fitter. She said, I eat everything. I exercise. Well, I'm happier. Good. And she had a baby now. So that's very, very good. She looks so healthy, right? But she gorgeous lady. But she was really mentally just, she was.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. And then she.
Maybe that's part of our problem, too. Like, we keep talking about, obsessed about skinny.
Yeah. Well, she was. Oh, she got an ace and like a 4.20 something when she graduated. She was like an honors student from entire college. Very intelligent. On the scholarship from her country and stuff too. So, but anyway, she still had a little... She used to be really big.
Mm.
And then that's why she wanted to lose a lot, you know? So I sort of take the pill, make you to go number two. But not just number two, the dialer.
Right. It's like number two... Square.
Yeah, and the strong pain on the stomach, but because then
is this high school?
Was in college.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in college. You never told me that.
I didn't tell you. But when you have to go to the bathroom and take care of stuff, when you get on the scale, of course you're lighter, right?
Because you poop stuff out.
Yeah, and then that make you feel like you lost weight.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Okay, that's a good way to end the show.
But I don't do that kind of thing anymore. You know, I'm afraid to take any type of pill and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, not healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy. So please don't take any pill like that. However, every time I see the diet pill, I want to take it.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're such a bitch. No, I just want to say, we all... To all the listeners, right? We all at some point, not all, but many of us at some point, especially girls, have this sort of complex about, you know, wanting to lose weight. I think, I don't know whether, I just want people to know that those things exist. But there are many different ways to conquer it, right? Self-confidence and all that, we can conquer it. But if you have those kinds of problems, it's unfortunately, it's kind of common. But as long as you take care of yourself, you're going to be much happier.
I feel so guilty now.
Why?
For
eating the fries?
Yeah, fried and ice cream.
Anyway, that's why it's called guilty pleasure. Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Oh my god, that show so sucked back.
I know.
Yes.
Anyway, two listeners, maybe down to one. Okay, I'm so tired. I laugh so hard now.
I know, me too. I have a headache too. Do you?
No.
I have a headache.
Okay, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Please come on. Maybe. Bye. Did I really record?
Oh my gosh! Please don't tell me. I need to go back. So cool. Ding ding ding.